The Buffalo Chicken Sub has arrived at Penn Station East Coast Subs. It's got the kick, it's got the crunch, and it's packed with bold buffalo flavor, melty cheese, and perfectly grilled chicken. Only for a limited time. Name a better pair than buffalo and chicken. Fresh cut fries and freshly squeezed lemonade? How about all of the above? Order the new Buffalo Chicken Sub any way you like it at your nearest Penn Station location today. Order ahead online at penn-station.com for easy pickup or enjoy it hot off the grill for dine-in at Penn Station East Coast Subs.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room,
we've got you. Every week we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this midlife wild journey. The 8 types of rest you need to recharge.
Okay, I was looking at this list and I did not realize how many different kinds of rests you can get.
I was shocked too.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And rest isn't just about sleep, right?
Right, there
are different
exactly.
types of rest that are essential for overall well-being. And the impact of rest on midlife women, it's burnout, brain fog, emotional exhaustion, mm-hmm. and hormonal shifts. All right. of those have to do with not getting the right kind of rest or right. enough of the right kind mm-hmm. of rest.
Yeah. Like I said, as I was looking through this list, I was really intrigued by some of them because I know, to me, rest is just, you know, sleeping well at night.
Right.
Or maybe relaxing in the evening and watching a show,
exactly.
you know?
Yeah.
But I know there's some things on this list that I don't really pay attention to. So I'm really excited to dig into this. So the first one is mental rest.
Right. And signs of mental fatigue and how to give your brain a break, journaling,
mm-hmm.
mindfulness, and setting boundaries.
Wow, that's a big one.
That's a big one. And I've often struggled with mental rest, especially when I go to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's like trying to shut my brain off so that
right.
I can go to sleep has always been a challenge.
Yeah, because when, you know, at the end of the day, when you lay down, it's like, okay, you're thinking about things that happened that day. You're thinking about what you have to do tomorrow.
Yes.
Or even that week, you
yep.
know, and that's kind of when you're like, okay, now I'm finally not doing something and I can think about all this stuff, but it's really the worst time to think about it.
Right.
So,
and for me, in order to go to sleep, I have the worst habit, but I sleep with the television on and I'll set a timer.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that here in a little bit, why that's also bad, but I'll set a timer for, you know, 60 minutes or
uh-huh.
something, and I'll turn on something like Friends or something that has no drama, that doesn't invoke adrenaline or anything like that. And then I'll close my eyes and focus on the words that they're saying,
yeah. okay.
right, the dialogue, and that allows me to go to sleep.
Wow.
It bothered my ex because
he had to it would
have
me too.
total darkness, total quiet.
Yes. See, we have like a air purifier, you
right.
know, and it's kind of like a white noise. So I definitely have to have that. It can't be like silent, but I cannot sleep with the TV on. I have fallen asleep while it's on. But if it doesn't turn off, I will wake up. It will wake me up. And usually we'll get in bed and turn on something that is, you know, like Unsolved Mysteries or just
right.
something that
yeah.
you don't really have to pay too close attention to. But almost always we set the timer for like 15, 20 minutes because we know we're going to be out very quickly.
Yeah.
So it doesn't go on throughout the night. It is something that it's like, okay, I'm winding down. I'm just going to watch this and just fall asleep. It seems to work.
Yeah.
But I can't sleep with the TV on
yeah.
at all. I can't.
A lot of people can't. And again, it's a bad habit that I had gotten into a long time ago. I wish, and as I lay there, I try to meditate and I feel that the harder I try to push all thoughts out of my mind, the more my mind goes crazy. So it's just something that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly doesn't work for everyone and it's not the best.
Right.
But it is, you know, something that I've gotten used to that helps me push all of my, you know, work and
right.
life out of my mind.
I think it's also important during the day to get mental rest, you know, especially if you're having a day where you're just really overloaded with, you know, work and other things that are going on in your house or with your kids or whatever it might be. You know, and I mean, I've said sometimes, you know, by like afternoon, like my brain is tired, you know? Right. And so I think even during the day, it's important to take some breaks and get that mental rest, whether you just like close your eyes for 5 minutes, you know, and listen to some peaceful music, or just, you know, do some stretching and just try not to like be thinking about that stuff. Find something that will kind of help you escape, you know?
And there's a ton of things, ton of options, especially with technology today, things on YouTube that you can do.
Right.
There's all kinds of meditation videos and sounds and, you know, different things. I've listened to self-hypnosis at night as well. That was something else. But it's funny because I'll have the phone sitting next to my head, but the TV's still on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, that's too funny.
Okay, so the second one is emotional rest.
Okay, how do we get emotional rest?
Well, the weight of emotional labor and how to create safe spaces to express feelings. So therapy, venting to a friend. Setting emotional boundaries are ways we can help with emotional rest.
Right.
I'm not sure setting emotional boundaries, if that's realistic for me. Emotions for me seem to run rampant and boundaries. I just don't feel like I could create a line in the sand for my emotions.
I can see that.
I know when I'm going to being too emotional.
Right.
Maybe that's what it's about and just trying to reel yourself back in. But
I don't know. Maybe trying to control them a little more. I definitely, like, I'm not really a huge advocate of like controlling your emotions because I think when you're feeling something, you should express it, you know, but on the other hand, there is a place and time, you know, you don't want to be in public and, you know, unleash on your partner because you're upset about something obviously. So at that, you know, to that extent, yes, you would need to control them. I've said many times I'm in therapy. Initially I was going pretty frequently. Now I go like once every 4 or 5 weeks. And I really don't, I mean, there's been a few times where I thought, what am I going to talk about today? You know?
Right.
And but other than that, I really don't have a problem. And usually what happens is whatever I'm dealing with at that point in my life, or if there's something that we need to touch back on that happened in between, we'll discuss. But I've kind of joked like the last few times I've gone, I really was just kind of venting the whole time about situations I was dealing with, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just nice to have someone that's not in your circle that can give you some advice and it
unbiased.
Yes. And you know, the one thing I really like about my therapist is that not only is she giving me professional advice, she's also like really trying to relate to me. Like she's sharing personal experiences with me that are relatable and ways that, you know, worked for her to manage through that. And I really like that because it's like, okay, she's a real person and she goes through all this shit in her life too. And I love that she shares that with me. I love that she talks about her relationship with her partner and her relationship with her parents and her siblings. And because it really helps me get perspective too. And I think that's another thing that's really good with friends. You know, they can share their perspective and, you know, things that they've gone through.
Yes. But friends aren't always the best at giving advice.
Right.
Right. So I think that's where a therapist comes into play, that they give you, they are able to provide you with a lot of tools.
Right.
To deal with emotions or the things that are happening in your
life. Or even understand why you handle things the way you do, like why your emotions are the way they are. Because, you know, some people cry when they're upset and some people scream when they're upset, you know? So she kind of, you know, they kind of help you identify why you react the way you do. And if it's still working for you, because maybe what worked for you as a kid isn't working for you as an adult, you know?
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Next one is social rest. We've talked about this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. When you,
identifying draining versus energy, energizing relationships and learning to say no to social obligations mm-hmm. that don't serve you.
Yeah. When you have plans, if you're just not feeling it, you should be able to say that. Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
Yeah. Oftentimes, I think when I was working in the office, I would need to more of a mental health day or stay, work from home for a day mm-hmm. versus going into the office where all of the social drama of work was occurring.
Well, and the interruption, yes. I always felt like when I worked in an office and we were kind of like a hybrid type thing before that was even a thing after the pandemic.
Right.
But the days that I did go into the office, I got a lot less work done.
Yeah.
Because I had that constant social interruption.
Yep.
And the days I worked from home, I accomplished so much more because I didn't have those interruptions. So yeah, sometimes it's nice and you just need to go be home and sit down and focus. Or maybe you just need to take a day off for yourself, and not do any work, not deal with anybody.
And sometimes there's social things or individuals that you would generally socialize with that maybe have different beliefs.
We've talked about that a lot.
And I think it's important to bring that up right now because mm-hmm. I am staying away from just, a couple people mm-hmm. in my life.
And because they get you too worked up.
Yeah.
Yep.
A social rest because, mm-hmm. We're no longer aligning in, morals and, different things that I hold dear. Mm-hmm. And it's more upsetting than it is.
It is. I feel like even more so now than it ever has been. Yes. I agree. And yeah, sometimes, maybe you don't need to cut ties with them completely, but sometimes you just need to take a break. Yeah. Because it's like you said, right now there's a lot going on and people are very passionate about how they feel about things.
Yes.
And a lot of people are very vocal about it mm-hmm. and don't really, I think they're just not sensitive to how it might be affecting their friends or their family when they're vocalizing that.
Well, and then I was finding that by hanging out with some of these, individuals, some of these friends, that even though we're not talking mm-hmm. about anything that would trigger either one of us, I personally found that I was constantly
worried
mm-hmm. and thinking about what I say before I say it. Could this be triggering? Could this,
Right. And there's this down tension. The road?
And so even by not talking about it, mm-hmm. for me internally, there was still tension.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. But again, don't ever feel bad if you have a commitment to someone, even if it's someone that you don't have any issues with.
Right.
If you just don't feel like going out that night or meeting for lunch that day, it's okay to say, hey, can I get a rain check? I'm just not feeling it. You know, sometimes you just have to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, number four, and this is an easy one for me, physical rest. So the difference between passive sleep and napping and active rest, which is yoga, stretching, massage for midlife bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Or just sitting on the couch, which mm-hmm. I have a really hard time with. I mean, anyone in my family will joke about the fact that I can't sit still for a long period of time.
Right.
I think I've gotten better as I've gotten older because my body can't do what it always did. And by the end of the day, if I've been doing a lot of physical labor or, a lot of running around or I feel it and I just have to sit down. But physical rest for me, I think, is a tough one because I do feel the need to constantly be moving.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are that way.
Right. There's just so much, especially if you're working.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's the weekends. A perfect weekend for me is having one day of staying in my pajamas.
No commitments.
And no commitments, mm-hmm. nothing that I have to do. Maybe I'll throw in a load of laundry or run a load of dishes through the dishwasher or something like that.
But you can still binge watch your favorite show.
Favorite shows is a really bad habit that I've gotten into. That is a perfect weekend for me is when I have a whole day just to, not be with the grandchildren, mm-hmm. not cook a family dinner, not, hang out with my friends.
Right.
I can count on one hand
how many times a year I do that. Gosh. And that's crazy. But Paige is thrilled because that's her favorite thing to do. Yeah. She's like you, like ideal weekend, just sit around, binge watch shows. Not too long ago, we had one of those days. We were just both really tired and we watched like three movies back to back, which is unheard of for me. But she was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And it felt good. It did. It felt really good.
Yeah. Because even this weekend, you've been busy. Mm-hmm. You're helping a neighbor sell their house, washing windows, doing all that kind of stuff. Right. And I'm just like, wow, it's making me tired just thinking about it. Not that I even go home and do my own windows. That's funny. I should look at your windows. They're probably clean.
I don't think they are right now.
I don't clean.
But I do try to do it a couple times a year.
Do you?
Yeah.
I buy the spray on the outside. Do you get that? That you can spray through even your screens and it washes them down. Yeah. So that's good for
me. It's great.
Yeah. Sometimes I like physical activities and I feel good. I feel productive. But then there's days where I don't, you know, and I want to just take a break for a day. But I didn't realize the physical rest part of it and how important that is.
Yeah, it definitely is. And again, like you said, it can be doing something like stretching or yoga. It doesn't have to be like rest, like not doing anything.
Not doing anything.
It can be something that's very calming, but you're also benefiting from the action.
Right.
So the next one, this is huge for me. And I think this kind of ties into setting boundaries.
Yes.
Responsibility rest. Mm. This is nothing I've ever thought of before.
Right. The burden of caregiving, work and household duties, how to delegate and take breaks without guilt. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the important part, is without guilt.
I think that, and I am such a perfectionist that I want to do it myself. And I know that I'm overloading myself. My plate is full. And I know, like, I mean, my kids and my partner will say, hey, let me do this. And I'm like, no, because I want it done the way I want it done. I'm just too much. For me, it just drives me crazy. Like if they did it and it's like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so kind. But I really want to go back and do it the way I do it, you know, and I need to let go of that because I'm not getting that responsibility rest, you know, and I'm just afraid of letting all that go because I'm so, you know, such a perfectionist and so obsessed with how things
and
should
I'm
be done.
And I'm a control freak. Maybe not a perfectionist, but more of a control freak. And but like you said, if somebody else helps, thank you. But then it's not done the way you want it to be done. And maybe you have to redo it later. Or if not, you're just thinking about it. And that's daunting. And
I think, too, we've talked about this a few times, you and I. We still are very, very involved with our kids.
Yes.
They're all adults. But we're still very involved and we still feel the need to take care of them. I'm using air quotes. And that's one thing I've learned in the last year that I've been going to therapy is that I need to let go of some of that. Yeah. I need and it's not because they're putting that burden on me. It's because of me. That's how I feel. And I don't realize how taxing that is on me. And so I really have to set boundaries and be like, you know what? They're going to be fine. They'll figure it out.
Right.
You know, and you just need to stop taking on everyone's weight.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's a huge one too.
It is huge. And apparently it's made the top list, right, of our top eight.
Right.
So it's huge. And I don't think it's top of mind for everybody.
When I went through this list, that was one that I never really thought about.
Yeah.
But obviously had already discussed with my therapist and I was like, oh, I guess that is part of rest, you know? Yes. So
many parts of rest.
Yeah, I like.
Number six on the list is sensory rest.
This goes into like too much screen time,
yes,
I think.
Yes. Managing overstimulation in a tech-driven world. You know, whether it's screen-free time, dim lighting, silence, nature walks. Mm-hmm. I think nature walks are really important.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know what is fun? If you have grass, which we do. A lot of people in Arizona don't, just so you all know.
Right.
It's actually really fun to take your shoes and socks off and go walk on the grass. And it's kind of like you're grounding. Mm-hmm. It feels so nice.
Yes.
And I just don't do it that often. So when I do, I'm like, wow, this feels so good.
Yes.
You know, I think things like that, like, you know.
I do the same thing and I love grass. I just have a small patch of it, but I had to have it. And I've noticed recently, because our weather is warming up. Mm-hmm. Like, not that it ever gets cold here, but it actually feels good to lay out in the sun.
Yeah.
So my house is funny because it does get cool overnight, but then it heats up during the day. So we're not using heat or air, but the house mm-hmm. gets chilly in the morning and I keep it closed up.
Right.
So that it stays cool when it gets hotter in the afternoon. So in the mornings as I'm working, I'll try to take a break and I'll go out and lay out on the deck by the pool.
Oh, nice.
Or it's not a deck, but I'll lay out by yeah. the pool where I have these sandpavers. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed the same with the grass, that when I sit there, I'll flex my toes on the pavers. Uh-huh. And to me, I'm a beach person. Yes. So you can feel the sand in the pavers. There's just something very relaxing
yeah.
to
yeah.
me about that. The grass too, because I have to walk through the grass to get there.
Yeah.
And I always do it in barefoot. But that is something that helps me.
Yeah. I think that gives you multiple rests, you know, right. whether it's mental, physical. But yeah, I think just taking time to sit in nature, wherever mm-hmm. you are. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, even if you're in the city, there's somewhere you can find
right, a park
that gives you
or
some kind of rest
trail.
And peace.
We have a lot of mountain trails and mm-hmm. things. I enjoy riding my bike, and now that the weather's nice, even though it's not in nature, so to speak, mm-hmm. just getting
being outside. Right.
Right. And noticing the neighbors. I'm noticing a lot of my neighbors. I'm feeling the need to update my house a lot because I'm
yeah.
seeing all the neighbors and how nice
the
everybody's yards
doing.
Look
yeah.
and all the work that they're doing. But I also live near mountains and stuff. So, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of trees and vegetation
right.
and things. But, and I'm also getting exercise, which
and
makes me
feel
good.
And it's getting you off your phone and away from your computer
exactly.
and the TV and those
yes.
things that are really distracting. I always joke with Paige that her world is so loud because she's always listening to music or watching a show or playing a video game. Like wherever she goes, her phone is making some kind of noise. Mm. And I just think, do you ever want to just
phones.
Like, I mean, I'll drive in my car sometimes with no music,
yes,
nothing.
Me too.
And just enjoy the peace.
The quiet.
Yes,
yeah.
the quiet.
My son comes over and I can't stand it. He has two phones and they have different times for different things and they're constantly going off. And he has that ring, that doorbell ring mm-hmm. thing where it chimes all the time. And I'm just like, how does that not drive you crazy?
Insane. Yes.
How does that not drive you crazy?
Yeah. A lot of my notifications are turned off. I have my ring, you know, when people call, and I have a little sound when I get a text.
Right.
But I don't have a sound for email. Right. I don't have a sound for social media, which I don't really get on anyway. Because then it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Then it's insane. Your phone's constantly going off.
Right. And I often will turn off my phone because I'm at work, I'm in a meeting or something, but then I'll forget to turn it back
right.
on.
Right. Right. I
and
do that too.
So it's off and I don't even notice it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy that. And I'm not one that carries my phone around with me all the
right.
time. I'll set it on the counter.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, screen time I think is really important
huge.
Right now. Work on computers all
mm-hmm.
day. And as our most recent guest was just talking about,
mm-hmm.
the blue light, all
right.
of that damage, which I didn't really think about.
It damaged your eyes, but I didn't realize it could actually damage your skin too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I think there's something with, you know, restful and it
mm-hmm.
messes
a break
with your mind
from that. Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah.
The next one is overthinking rest.
Mm.
I don't think I'm too terrible in this area.
No.
I have a couple of my kids are, and it's like, okay, just stop, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Well, letting go of mental loops, decision fatigue and
okay,
analysis
you,
paralysis with
you
relaxation
need some mental rest.
techniques. I do need some mental rest. I think mental loops.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Get that all the time. And I had a friend of mine who's also in midlife, and for whatever reason, she has mental loops of an ex that go
oh.
through her mind years later,
oh,
right
gosh.
After the breakup.
Yeah,
and she was speaking with someone about it. And said, they're taking up space in my mind and they're not even paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very interesting that she would say that.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. But the mental loops, it's like she can't make it stop.
Ugh.
And I get that. Not over my ex, thank goodness. but just of things that are happening.
Yeah, like
whatever,
stressors in your
yes,
life. Or yeah.
yeah, something that you know, happened at work and I just can't get that mental loop from stop going. Or if I'm worried about a child or a grandchild and those mental loops are what I struggle with the most. So
yeah,
I can definitely see how
I can relate to that.
Getting that under control.
Yeah. Would be I think restful. Sometimes it's, you know, one thing I tell my kids when they do it, you know, is this something that you have control of? And if it's not, is it something that you're going to be, you know, that's going to be affecting you or you're going to be worrying about in 2 weeks or 6 months?
Right.
If the answer is no to all of those, then it's not that big a deal.
Right.
Stop overthinking it.
I know. Sometimes it's easier said than done.
I know. But I think sometimes you have to pause and ask yourself those questions so that you can kind of put yourself at ease a little bit and go, okay, you know what? I'm making this bigger than it is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And for me, confronting the situation is very, very healing for me.
Yeah.
And it will eliminate that mental loop. Whether it's something that happened at work, then I'll just reach out to that individual or whatever and just, you know, talk through it. And I'm always the one that takes the high road just because I don't want that dark cloud hanging over me. Or that mental loop to continue.
It's haunting you.
So it's like, I'm really sorry, you know, if I overstepped or, you know, because I messed up or whatever it is. And then I feel better immediately.
Well, and we've talked too about a lot of changes that happen in your midlife. So, and my son's not near his midlife yet, but he recently was laid off from work and, you know, he started to panic. And he had about 5 weeks to figure things out and he's getting, you know, a very generous severance package. And so he's not going to be floundering. But he instantly panicked and could not stop thinking about it and was interviewing and found a job and knew when he was going to start. It was right after he got laid off and but he still just had this hanging over him and he just kept stressing. And I'm like, listen, ask yourself these three questions. You know, you already have a job lined up. You can't control anything else at this point. Yeah. You've done what you can do.
He was probably suffering from analysis paralysis.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Like, like it's been resolved.
Right.
But you're still...
He still was mental looping on it.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
And the last one on our list is number 8, creative rest. Reigniting inspiration and joy through art, music, nature, or simply allowing yourself time to daydream.
That is really cool because I think for a lot of people, it's very therapeutic. Paige loves to play guitar.
Yes.
She loves, right now she's working
on... She has a lot of outlets.
She does. She's working on a really cool collage where she's clipping things out of magazines and creating different pictures with pieces of those pictures.
Right.
Those are her releases. You know, that's very therapeutic for her.
And restful for her.
Right, okay. Right. And she's very creative. And I think, you know, I wish I was a little more like
I
that.
I do too. I'm not creative at all.
I think my creativity is more like decorating or painting or, you know, finding a piece of furniture I can clean up. That's one for Paige too. There's a lot of different things as far as creativity goes. But it can be very therapeutic.
Yeah. And I found that in midlife these last few years, I don't daydream as much as I used to.
Right. I feel the same way. Yeah. I did it a lot when I was younger.
So did I. And so now I think I have to think about it before I do it and kind of not force myself to, but just make it happen where it used to come so natural for me.
I think because when we were younger, it was like, what are we going to be like? What's our life going to be like? Right. What do I want my life to look like? And now it's like, I think about, you know, my future, which is, I guess I would be thinking about when I retire, and it's kind of daunting.
Yes.
But I need to daydream. I need to glorify that like I did when I was younger. Exactly. That, like, this is what I want. I want to own a home.
Yes.
I want, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I should still do that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think that midlife for whatever reason, and probably exactly what you just spoke of, I find that I don't daydream as often, which I am a big daydreamer.
Yeah. And, looking to the future should not be daunting.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. Well, share your personal experiences with us on different types of rest, how menopause and midlife changes have affected the need for these different types of rest in your life. Drop us a chat on any of our social channels. We would love to hear from you.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.
Love is...
Exhilarating and exciting.
Love is...
Keeping things spicy.
Love is...
Hot, so hot. Ooh.
Wait, are you eating a Penn Station Buffalo Chicken Sub?
Well, yeah, it's only here for a limited time. I love you.
Huh. Now that's a sub I can love.
Spice things up with our Buffalo Chicken Sub. Available for a limited time. Penn Station. Love your sub.